Can you talk a little bit about this year's sockeye harvest compared to prior years?
For Alaska overall, this year was very comparable to the prior two. So 2015, 2016, 2017, we've had very consistent harvest of sockeye statewide. Bristol Bay has been, a huge share of that. Wild fisheries, when it comes to salmon especially, you get what you get, and sometimes that's a lot less than you had the year before, sometimes it's a lot more. And that makes it really difficult from a marketing perspective, because you're constantly trying to, push more fish through the system or deal with kind of shortages and, trying to adjust that. And luckily, it's a really valuable and attractive product. Otherwise, buyers in the supply chain, I mean, it's difficult for them to deal with this variability. But one of the, I suppose, lucky things is that from a statewide perspective, our harvest has been pretty consistent the last 3 years, and that makes it a little bit easier to, grow that business, because you're not having to deal with these, surpluses and shortages.
In your report, you talk about the different elements that could affect sockeye pricing and the market. You mentioned policy changes. What are some of the things that we need to pay attention to moving into the new year?
Inventory is the main one. We had a big harvest this year in Alaska, and especially Bristol Bay, over 50 million sockeye for the third year in a row. And our prices are higher now, so we want to make sure that fish gets through the system and isn't sitting in freezers when we start catching, 2018 fish. From more of an external aspect, trade policy is certainly really important. How trade policies affect tariffs and things like that to Japan, Europe, and other countries. These things have an impact on sockeye and a lot of other fisheries. So, those are, I think, just a few things. Also, we try to do a pretty close job of tracking the supply of farm salmon. A lot of customers, they choose either wild or farmed, but the price of farm salmon still has an impact on sockeye and other wild species. It's a little bit like the tide, it's either going to kind of raise up the baseline price in the market or lower it. And so, we're going to be keeping a close eye on that as well as we always do. But, like we said in the report, I think the outlook is generally stable and generally favorable. We've added a lot of value over the last year, and that's really exciting. I mean, it's tremendous. And, in the past, we've seen sometimes, you take a step back when that happens. But the forecast is pretty nice for next year for Bristol Bay. And, the market seems like it's in a pretty good place right now. And I think now the trick is to just try to keep that momentum at these higher prices. And that's not an easy task, but that's part of the deal. And that's kind of the next step.